Hello, it's John Gibbons with The Weekend. I'm joined by Rob Gutman and by Neil Atkinson to talk about the weekend's action. It's a funny one, isn't it? I don't like to be too Liverpool on the show. There are lots of other Liverpool shows, but listen, it's the story of the weekend. It's the biggest instance of the weekend. It's the one that the national journalists are all talking about, whether we like it or not, in terms of, and it's largely not, I'll be honest with you. And I think largely not for them in a couple of days as well, when they were like, fucking hell, why did I wade into this? But they have waded, Neil, and that was their decision.
It's been a while since we've had a really good couple of slabs of examples of Guardian tone. Oh, I just remember this very Guardian football, have you this? I remember this. I remember that. I've either blocked this out, or maybe we've, you know, just got a little bit closer to it, or something's gone on. But my God, so much Guardian tone. I don't know what to do about it. You've got Rone referring to the beach ball for reasons that make no sort of sense to anyone.
I mean, that was mad.
Yeah, Jonathan Lewis compared
our friend Jonathan.
Tim Vickery compared it to bad things. Like, I'm just Spurs down.
Honestly, I'm just waiting for Glenn Denning's intervention, and that's what they're going to call it—the Glenn Denning intervention. Yeah. It's so Guardian football. Well, it's good to know that well.
Yeah, they're all going to pop up in a couple of days as though they've only just discovered social media and the ramifications of not thinking about what you're doing on social media.
Tim Vickery was funny because he was like, today he was like, people were like, well, fucking do something about that. He was like, well, it's nothing to do with me. I'm in South America.
And he was like, he's a Spurs fan, I found out.
Yeah. But it was like, well, it was something to do with you yesterday, mate. Maybe if your move is, well, this is nothing to do with me, then you could have just left it and told us about, like, you know, a decent 19-year-old lad playing in the Brazilian league.
I quite liked it. I've been saying this all along about the video assistant referee, as though other people haven't waded in previously on the video assistant referee debate as well. Yes, everyone. I think it would be wise to for everyone just to settle down a tiny little bit, while simultaneously acknowledging that the whole thing is genuinely quite mad. And I don't know what our next move is at this point. Liverpool at some point will let us know, or someone will let us know what everyone's next move is. The other one that I keep seeing you go back on, John, which I really like, is this apology.
Yeah, it's doing me. I think, to be honest with you, Neil, like, maybe disproportionately, but it, you know, when and it's quite a small thing, but if it's a small thing, stop saying it.
Yeah.
Like, I want one of these people who keep saying they've apologised to come back and say, well, that's not... if it doesn't matter, stop saying it. Like, and Gary Neville got corrected by Kelly Cates on it, because I watched the clip when I got home on Saturday, and he goes, they've apologised, and Kelly goes, well, they haven't actually, and he goes, oh no, but they've acknowledged fault, and that should be applauded. So he's been corrected, so he's now willfully, and you know, I'll let the great Jonathan Walters go on this a little bit, because maybe he misremembered an apology.
It's the pre-apology, isn't it? They've done the pre-apology. There's the apology. So it feels like, I actually think we should give them the apology. Good, you said Sols. Now what?